so much going on.
I know.
It's stressing me out.
It's like stressing me out.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
There's too many cooks in the kitchen right now.
I don't know where we're actually doing.
Well, they're trying to make coffee, and everybody's trying to get ready to roll.
We've hired three cooks.
I mean, it's a Keurig. You push the button and go. It's...
okay.
The water's ready. You put the little little cup in there, and then push the only button that's on it.
Michael, if you're going to be on this tour, you've got to learn these.
The Keurig 2.0 is the easiest appliance ever created, and you need a helper.
How does it work?
Do what?
I was raised by dolphins.
You were raised by dolphins?
Oh, no. Here we go.
Here we go.
Of course, the thing is Michael's smarter than probably all of us put together.
Yeah, he is.
That's true.
Just not right now.
just not with the Keurig 2.0.
He's smart. He's 9 to 5 smart. After 5 o'clock, he becomes an imbecile.
Pam takes over when he gets home because he can't do it anymore.
Right.
No, you know that joke about the Father Abraham?
Father Abraham, right.
And then everybody goes, "How many sons? How many sons have I fought?" And I was like, no wonder new people don't want to come to our churches because we got kids on the playground walking like this.
Right, right.
And then I was like, a bunch of Trump supporters in there. That's the only joke.
Oh, so it's basically you're saying Trump supporters are Nazis?
No, because that was the joke prior when people were like, I'm not saying, I'm just making an observation. People always get mad at me. You're like, I'm the voice of the people. These are your thoughts, not mine. I'm just saying them.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm innocent.
Right.
Yeah, but they didn't go with you on that.
But it's funny because in Trump land, they do. Because it's not a knock on him.
Is that an amusement park? Trump land?
Wait a second. Yeah. So you're like walking with your hands straight up and down like a Nazi.
Yeah.
And you're saying you're a bunch of Trump supporters?
Well, he was walking more like No, it was more like a robot. He was walking more like a robot.
Okay.
Like, take me to your leader, that kind of thing.
And then I'm presenting the joke as I'm an observer driving by the church. So I'm going, there's a bunch of Trump supporters in there. So I'm like, I'm not saying I am or that the people are weird or that I'm not. Yeah. I'm just a neutral party observing the situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would have made it better. You should have said that before you did the joke.
I'm a neutral party observing the situation.
Yeah, you would have totally confused everybody then.
But what?
Here's a flyer. Can you guys just read it before I tell my jokes?
But I, like, I guess sometimes I get some pushback on the joke about the gorilla in the cage joke and the...
Right.
Oh, yeah.
About shooting it.
Yeah. But
people are kind of like, ooh, John.
John,
yeah, but what, you're the same way because once you get to the end of the bit, they're like, we just didn't know where you were going.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, I don't know to what extent should you let the crowd dictate who's in charge? Because if they go, ooh, I was like, I'm not letting. I hear you, but I'm not letting you.
No, you're not calling the shots because if you give them the reins, they're going to take it and think it's their job.
Yeah,
now. No, you're not.
Can you move your mic up just a little bit? I was thinking about that during your set. I mean, when both of you guys would say something that the crowd didn't like, like I would have a really hard time not Bill Burring them. And not like totally going off.
Yeah, you want to go the opposite
way. But just being like, come on, are you serious? Like, that's not funny to you? Like you're offended by that?
Well, they're not offended because they all text each other and on the way home and in the car, like, dude, that was hilarious. But they were like, they don't want to either laugh because they're in front of people.
Hey, Miker.
Michael.
You taking off, buddy?
Yeah, man.
All right, buddy.
All right.
We'll see you back home.
Have fun, man. See you on the flip side, man.
What?
Are you well rested? You ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay. Mighty Mike Jennings is our driver. We have another vehicle, everybody. We have the bus.
Freight said, "See you on the flip side," and it just made John and I laugh. I thought it was funny.
What does that mean?
What's wrong with that?
Flip side. Peace out, buddy.
Peace out, brother.
See, you get it.
Travel well, my friend.
He gets it.
We have a bus.
It was just so dad.
I'm not even
it was so dad.
I'm not
See,
even explain.
Michael and I are like a kindred spirit. See, we understand each other.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Doesn't matter.
I finally got somebody that understands me.
All right, are we settled now? You think people can start listening now?
Yep.
Well, John's still... I don't know. What are you doing? You're eating crackers?
They can't hear this, though.
Yeah, they can't.
We're going to cut all this.
Can you hear this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anything you can hear, we can hear.
Oh.
Does
anything
everybody
you
know
can
that?
Hear, we can hear better.
Can we hear
anything better than you.
Can you hear this?
We don't have like professional monitor mixes. Like we're all hearing the same thing.
Oh, but that's one of my biggest pet peeves and really creeps me out is when somebody's talking on a mic and you can hear.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
That's one thing.
Yeah,
we gotta
take
go.
A good drink.
Doesn't that bug you too? Like when you've like you know some of the older recordings of music have that. You hear that, mm-hmm. then like.
Yeah,
taking the breaths.
I think they actually edit that out now. Even when you, like,
I guess they didn't have
when
that
you hear
ability
some
then.
People sing like it's a live recording. Like I used to like remember Jamie Smith. She's a worship leader.
No,
her name is Jamie Smith, and she's from Oklahoma. But she's a like there was one song I remember that oh God reach out and she, you could hear
her breathing.
Her breath. It's like I don't know. She's kind of out of breath. But I think they cut a lot of that out now in recordings.
Oh, yeah.
They take it out.
Auto-tune. I like when they leave it in.
I do, too.
Can you guys auto-tune Tim for a song? Could you do that?
Dude, can you please move your mic? Look at your mic right now.
What?
It's like at your chin.
You need to tilt it up towards your face.
There you go.
Check one, too. I'm like air traffic control now.
Yeah. You can hear yourself better.
If you put it up by your mouth now, everybody.
It's going to be turbulence. We're going to go through
it. I think flying it, that we're going to be flying at about 39,000 feet.
What is he saying? I can't hear him. Can you hear him? What's he saying?
Like it's a $3 billion plane, yeah. But their mic thing is like...
From the 60s.
Yeah, you can't understand a word.
It's like when would you buy that at Kmart? Where'd you get
that? They always have a ding, so they're like, oh, we got to pay attention. Something, we need to listen to this. And it's like, hey, what's happening, everybody?
No,
we're just checking in. What? You're just checking in?
Checking in. I think they actually do like a speech classes. They have. I bet they. I think they do. Yeah, the pilots like to make people
to be
feel
able to
soothed.
Yeah. Talk that way.
Yeah.
You mean to like?
Oh yeah.
Like
yeah, yeah.
Hi everybody.
Hold on. Yeah.
It's a little windy out there. A little wet.
I'm totally calm though. I'm totally calm. Yeah. I'm not even breathing hard. I'm not freaking out or anything. So everybody else should be cool. I'm totally cool. I think they do. Have you ever been on one where the flight attendant is like turns into like a stand-up comic?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
you kind of one of those? It's Southwest. They love it.
Yeah. And sometimes it's really good when they do it
they
right.
Crush.
But other times you're like, this is their stage to really shine. And you're like, no, you need to shut up.
They're it's not good.
Like the singers.
Oh, yeah.
And they have the little song at the end. No,
just,
don't do that.
Just don't need that. Yeah, we're not happy to be here either. Mm-mm. Let's wrap this up.
Not good.
Man, we're good.
Funny. Did you ever take acting classes?
You live in L.A.? You know what I did? I did, and I couldn't wait to get out. I was like, I couldn't wait to get out of the acting class and go back to the comedy club. Because it was so, like, the insincerity of it all. Like, I wanted to be, like, comedy's like the last... haven of like maybe freeze or like come on dude
so you didn't like acting because they were acting.
I was like be real, like yeah,
isn't that
I mean,
what acting is
it. Yeah.
Be well, real.
No, I was like,
you're not really a bus driver in Connecticut.
You were that guy in the acting class. Right.
Dude, I know.
Right,
I know you live in the valley.
We're
not at a bar right now. Well, there's a chalkboard and a couple of chairs. This is so insincere.
This is stupid.
Quit crying.
Acting is so pretentious. Well, it's like they're pretending all the time.
Well, wouldn't you say that if you were, because I've taken acting class, I know you have too, like if they were going to cast you in something, it would be this guy that they're not going to cast you as a guy that like murdered his wife and then is like going to go out and try to like take revenge. And they would cast you as something similar to you, right?
Like a jovial...
Yeah, like
wonderful
some,
person.
Maybe like, let's slow down that with that. But,
sorry.
Yeah.
Unless you're Bryan Cranston, then you can play anything.
Yeah, but you're never going to get to that level of like, anybody. No. Yeah,
I know because I'm a Trump supporter. Is that right?
That's probably. I mean, well, were you in that with the Kurt Cameron movie, right?
Yeah.
Were you?
I was
pretty close.
Well,
right.
I was. See, when I went to acting class, the guy who taught my classes and he taught film acting, and stage acting is totally different, because stage acting is very big.
Oh, it's like
what do you mean?
I can't believe he would say that.
Let's go to Oklahoma, y'all.
I don't know why he has that accent.
Hey, can we get another run of that, John?
Yeah.
I don't believe he would say that.
It's kind of an accent?
What?
The guy that needs new shoes. What's the guy, the poor kid with the...
What?
Anyway, continue.
The guy that needs new shoes.
Okay, wait, let's dig in here. The poor kid who needs new shoes.
Oh, what's that shit? It's like the Prince and the Pauper or something like that. You know,
is that you at seven?
Oliver Twist?
Yeah, Oliver Twist.
Oh, my gosh. It's like the Prince and the Pauper.
Oliver Twist. I need new shoes.
But father.
For the twist. Yeah,
that was like a... But he taught film acting, which is just talking like we're talking right now.
Yeah.
And it sounds easy, but it's not.
No, it's
because you think I need to project, I need to act. No, he said you're being yourself as this person. You're not trying to act like the person.
Oh,
it's who's John Crist if he was, you know, an overweight, you know,
as
single,
you are as,
well recently divorced cab driver.
So it would be
New York City.
Did they ever try to get you to like if you were trying to do like a sad scene, they're like, think of the saddest thing.
Oh, that was just, yeah, they
do. And I was like, this is awful.
Say, I am sad, I am sad, I am sad. You'd walk around before your scene. I am sad, I am really sad. I'm sad right now, I'm sad, and I'm sad. That's it. And then, there's a couple crying scenes. Yeah.
I think one of the best acting jobs I ever saw was, I think everybody could agree with this, is Heath Ledger in Batman.
Oh, yeah.
And that ended up killing him, right?
Mm-hmm. Dark Knight.
Because he owned... He became that guy.
Yeah.
I heard he would go off the set and he would live in like darkness. Like he would just, it would be dark in his like house. And there was, I was like, if that's what it takes to like, but you could feel like real evil in that job that he did.
Yeah.
Was it The Dark Knight?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was like, oh, this is no joke.
I think that was. That has to be one of the best movies of the 2000s.
It
really was. Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is...
Yeah. I mean, Christian Bale is amazing. And
I was talking with some buddies of mine the other day about... Dang it, that's going to keep happening, that drawer. I was talking with some buddies of mine the other day about some new movies that came out, and we're all like, but was it Dark Knight good? Like, was it Dark Knight? Like, that's a standard.
Dark Knight was a little long. I think they tried to put a little bit too much in there with Two-Face in the end.
Oh,
a little bit too much, but still, it was.
See, we do that
quite good.
Like, was it Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift good? Like, we do the same thing with my buddies. Like, yeah, you get it. Yeah. That's good. Tokyo Drift was good. But if that's what it's going to, like, take to, like, be a good. Like, I would go see. Denzel, Sandra Bullock, what's his name from The Sniper? What's that guy's name? American Sniper?
That was...
What's the guy's name?
Bradley Cooper.
I would go see them in like anything.
I would go see Michael Caine in anything.
Who?
Yeah. Michael Caine.
I don't know who that is.
You know Michael Caine?
You know Michael Caine?
Blow the bloody doors off.
He plays the butler. The butler in the Batman movies.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, I know who that is.
Now You See Me.
Right. 15-year-old girl.
Oh, yeah, I do know that.
He's like the British guy with a cold.
Yeah, he gets it. Yeah.
He's got like a nasal problem. He talks out of his mouth. What are you talking about? Right. It's not supposed to blow the bloody doors
You would see him in anything.
Yeah. Yeah. My favorite was Gene Hackman growing up. He was my favorite actor. Yeah. He could do anything.
Did the Christian Bale, have you ever seen that video on YouTube of him like
losing it?
On a lighting guy, was it?
Something like that, yeah.
So he was like...
He was not happy.
He was in this, and the light guys, and he just lost it on him.
He kind of really don't know. He keeps saying you keep getting in the scene, or you keep making noise or something. The guy was just and he knew the guy, obviously.
Yeah, and he just went.
Who knows?
Lost it.
Who knows what would happen?
I don't think... Well, have you ever like lost it like that?
The only times I really feel like I lose control are when I'm lost. Like in the car,
driving,
and I don't know where I'm going, and I feel, and that's when I lose it. I really
have you ever
get angry.
Seen him lose it?
Well, I never drive in the bus.
I don't know if I've ever seen you lose it.
One time, the most frustrated I've ever seen you become on the bus. This is not a joke. Was like 3 years ago. You wanted to go to Whole Foods, and Freight said we didn't have time, and you didn't lose it, but you were pretty frustrated.
Really?
Because we had time. Yeah, you were like, it's my bus. We're going to go to Whole Foods. But you've never done that. Except for that one time.
Make him sound like a real good guy. We can't go to Whole Foods.
It's the only time.
He lost his mind.
He's the devil.
But I have screwed up so many times in front of house. I like haven't played the tracks. All this like stuff that actually matters. Yeah. But it was the one thing. It was Whole Foods.
Yeah, I don't think.
I don't.
It's a soft spot.
stop my tour bus now.
Well, have you guys? I mean, I would think Caleb maybe would, maybe is more of that to fly off the handle more often than any of us.
Yeah, that's pretty true.
I'm not seeing Chris mad.
I would say Josh is more than me, but I would be right under
sure.
Josh.
Yeah. Let's make fun of the guy
what
without
would make,
a microphone.
What drives you absolutely crazy? What makes
if I show
you
up at the venue and stuff's not set up the way that we had talked about it over the phone, or people aren't there or prepared, that's what makes me mad, when people don't do their job.
Yeah.
But
I don't think...
I'm cool with, like if a guy is just... He's just not a nice guy, I don't get mad at that. That's mm-hmm. fine. Just do your job. You don't have to be nice.
Yeah, I always tell my roommate, he's, driving, and, he gets... somebody would cut him off, and he gets just mm-hmm. furious.
Oh, people get nuts in their cars.
That's not a thing for me. Does that bother you?
I know people that you're...
Yeah, me too.
Weird you out, turning into a different person in the car.
What just happened? Only one time... I lost my mind. This has only happened once in my entire life. There was I went to Samford, which is a small private school. We played Georgia Tech in football. Mm-hmm. Big school, 40,000 people. Have you heard this story?
Uh-uh.
We were at the game. We went to travel to play the game. There's one of those games where you make $1 million to play the big school to mm-hmm. get hammered.
Yeah.
So we were there. We're just getting crushed the whole game, just taking it. And there was this guy in front of me just making fun of us the whole time, the whole game. You guys don't deserve to be here. You guys, all this stuff. And somebody from behind me threw a water bottle and hit the guy in the back of the head. Mm. And he turned around. He goes, "Was that you?" I was like, no. I was like, "Whatever, dude. I don't know." And he threw his whole drink on me in front of all of my friends. And we, everyone was agitated, but this guy was just over and over all day. And we were just taking it. Mm-hmm. And I grabbed him, and then a bunch of people jumped on, and we all got in this scuffle, and I got kicked out of the game.
That is so.
But I just couldn't. I was like, it's not even
throwing punches.
Yeah. I was like just going crazy.
Did you take your shirt off?
I probably should have.
For no reason.
Yeah.
Just take
Why
it off.
Why is your shirt off?
Yeah. Wait, give me a second, guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm ready now. Yeah. But my buddies go, "Dude, we saw a look in your eye that we never saw before," mm-hmm. which is kind of scary.
Have you ever lost it?
It's only happened once in my life.
I think that would be the same thing. Yeah. I would do the same thing.
Yeah. Have you ever lost it? Just play wrestling with one of your buddies.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And he goes too far.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We used to have pledge.
I've lost it a couple times.
And then it's so bad. Yeah. You're they're going over the line, but they're not stopping. So you have to throw a cuss word out that you don't normally say.
And then
so they'll stop.
Yeah. This is real.
But then you're to blame. You lose. Yeah, like,
whoa, we're just messing around, bro.
Yeah.
Okay. So Pledge Brothers.
Well, so we had pledge. This is back in 2003. There was pledge boxing.
For real?
So we'd do it in the living room at the fraternity house. Oh, and we'd put in the real boxing gloves. Yeah. But if you get hit with a boxing glove in the face, I don't care who you are, you take that personally.
Oh, yeah.
And it was one of my good buddies, Joe, and we were enemies after that. He punched me in the face, and it was a bunch of brothers, and I fell down, and it was like...
And everybody's cheering.
Yeah,
you feel like an idiot.
I lost it, dude.
You did? What'd you do?
I lost. Well, I just... They separated us and stuff, but I wasn't like...
Wait a second. So you weren't friends at all from that point on, or just
night? No. Well, no. I think we ended up making up, but I was a good buddy of his, and they were like, "John and Joe fight each other," and they were like,
"Did you have the thing on your head?" Like,
no, we didn't. Yeah,
and no,
we didn't have anything,
You didn't have any mouthpiece.
But it's not like, you know, kids. It's not like
they big blow up gloves like we used to have when we were kids.
No, they're real boxing gloves. Headshots. Yeah,
dude, that's hardcore.
Did you were you holding a roll of quarters?
I should have.
Taped your hand up really.
I got brass knuckles. Whoa, dude, too far.
Yeah,
but I don't a lot of things that, like you said, a lot of things that other people drive them crazy. Mm-hmm. I was like, hey, it's not somebody pulls in front of you and parks in your spot at the mall. That isn't.
Yeah,
that doesn't really make mad. Anything physical does, though. Like Josh pulled my beard a couple years ago, and I almost lost it.
Yeah. Dude, come on.
It was before
man.
He had one, so he didn't really know how that felt, and he thought it was funny.
Wow. Yeah.
And I almost.
And see, that's the thing. It's like my son Spencer, he would, always come by and
joke around,
grab me around the back, and I, it got to the point where I knew. I almost could sense it, even when I didn't know he was in the room, that I was going to get, poked in the ribs or grabbed. He'll come around your back and grab your ribs.
And it's 7 in the morning.
And then he'll do the nipple twist out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And that happens 100 times, and I punch him in the arm, and I'm the bad guy.
Because you took it too far.
I'm a bad father.
Yeah.
And then Heather gets on to you. Why would you punch
him? What are you doing?
Yeah. That is a little much.
I mean, yeah, he did have a broken jaw, but still, yeah, right. No. Why is that too far? No.
Have you ever freaked yourself out? Like you reacted so quickly and so frustratingly to something
from?
That just,
yeah.
I've done that before.
What? Like there's some things that people say on the internet to me about my, like if somebody makes fun of my hair, that has literally no effect on me. Or yeah. like something I'm wearing, or
because you have
like,
nice hair.
Yeah, I mean, let's be
if
real.
It really, or like, you know, if we're talking about your chipmunk cheeks.
Yeah, okay.
There we go again.
That might be.
Okay, Freight. Yeah, he's like, this is where I get in.
Yeah, that's where Freight gets in.
Hilarious, dude. He said nothing the whole time. Got him.
That's when people get.
Yeah, I don't care, but like, or something I was wearing, or something, or somebody like knocks on something. But if somebody's like, man, this guy calls himself a comedian, or is like,
ooh,
that's a little like
this guy's not funny. That hurts.
Yeah.
Even though you know it's not true.
Yeah, I mean that one or two bits didn't work tonight, but I mean for the most part,
like all those lame videos you do.
Freight back.
That was off the top of his head.
Off the top of the dome.
Who needs a jar of freight backs? I think we primed the pump. I think we got.
We need to make some slow mo video.
We got rivers of living freight backs coming out of his mouth now.
We need a video of freight backing a bunch of people, just like random people on the street, and then throwing his jar of freight backs down on the sidewalk. You know that video threw it on the ground?
Yeah. He's like, I'm done.
That old, I threw it on the ground, but he's just throwing freight bags.
That's my dad.
That's his cell phone.
He's walking
around.
Can I get
your autograph?
What about how you love that? Have you ever lost it on your kids?
Yes.
You just like, it got out. I think my dad has a couple times just like, my dad bought a, sorry. I was like asking you and then I go into my own story. Go ahead.
One time that I remember with Caleb.
Yeah.
It was going through a time when he would not get
not
up
Caleb.
And go to school.
Come on, Caleb.
And finally, I just lost it.
Yeah.
And started chasing him around the house. He ran out the back door, into the garage, jumped in the van.
Yo.
And I went to, like, grab him, you know?
Yeah.
And I punched him in the chest.
Oh, dang. Dude, do you remember this?
Dang!
Dude, you are not getting up. We talk about not getting up from a freight back.
Freight fist! Spin kick! Street fighter! Finish him! It's his own son.
That'll knock you out.
The freight character. What is that? The fighter?
Extreme fighter. Street Fighter, that old game for Sega Genesis.
Spins around
in the air. Finish him, like a karate kid.
Yeah. He reaches into his rib cage, grabs his beating heart, pulls it out.
I've had the wind knocked out of me twice, and that was one of the times.
Do you think he deserved it?
I absolutely deserved it. Way more than that.
Did you?
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm Dax Shepard. I'm joined by Minister Mouse, Monica Padman.
Hi there.
We have a really fun show. We want you guys to join. We talk to celebrities and professors and lawyers and doctors and very smart, interesting people. And we find out how messy their lives have been, how many twists and turns it took to get to where they're at, and a general exploration on the messiness of being a human being. And of course, Monica's, you'll get updates about her
love life,
you name it. So if you want to join us, please follow Armchair Expert to get new episodes every Monday and Thursday. Plus, find your other favorite podcasts free on Spotify.
This is the house you live at now?
Did I change who I was?
Mm-hmm. No. Well,
that was the beginning.
Running around the house.
I think that was the beginning of like, okay, this has gone too far for everyone.
I don't think I've ever been more proud of Freight. Yeah, I am right now.
Enough. Yeah,
that's my boy, man.
Well, that's
he's got crazy monkey strength.
He does. He's got that OMP,
like a monkey who's had too much to drink. Strength.
That's great
strength because he was a wrestler as a kid.
Like a monkey. Yeah.
Like you and Darren, your brother Darren. They're like fire hydrant strength. It's just like they're just
have
solid.
You ever punched anybody?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Like
it's
in
been
college a long or time. Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had a fight in the dorm one time.
Josh points at Freight. You punched somebody?
Yeah, it wasn't.
Not your son.
It wasn't. No. It wasn't intentional. We were doing Bye Bye Birdie in college, and I was I was in the play. It was the dorm residence halls.
Yeah. You remember any of the songs?
Let me think.
Oh, what is it? I don't know, but I thought
did
it was like Red
songs?
Rover.
Yeah,
you
I, did. I did.
What
I did.
Song? Because we can pull that up and you can sing it for us today.
I don't remember. But anyway, there's a point where Birdie is supposedly at the train station and he's going off and I was Hugo Peabody, Kim's girlfriend, who Kim was supposed to give him the key to the city
we
or something.
We should take acting classes from him.
And so
he was in a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So Hugo Peabody is supposed to be really angry, and he goes up and punches Birdie in the midst of this large crowd.
Okay.
Well, we were rehearsing it, and so I would go up, and you know, I was supposed to face my back to the audience so I could throw a punch and miss him by, you know,
and everybody
12 inches, and it looked real. Well, so we're rehearsing it. I'm throwing my punch. Before I even get close to the guy, he's falling down.
Yeah.
Well, next time I punch, he stands there, then he falls down. So he's just being stupid.
Yeah.
Just doing all this stupid stuff. The director's getting really mad.
Yeah. Freight's like, I've had enough of this.
And the director, so every time I'm punching a little bit harder.
Yeah, yeah. And
you know,
closer to him.
And I'm getting closer. Finally, the director goes, that's it. Stop it. Let's move on. This is just stupid. You're being an idiot. We're going to move
him.
On.
You or him?
The guy.
Okay, the
Birdie guy playing Birdie.
Yeah.
And he was probably, I mean, he was a few inches taller than me, but he, you know,
he ain't got nothing on
I had
freight
bigger
back,
shoulders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he was a big guy. And finally, the guy goes, no, let's just do it one more time. I'll do it right. I promise.
Oh.
So he did. Well, by this time, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done. And so I walk up and I'm like, I'm just going to really put a lot into it and really make it look good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he stepped into my punch.
Oh.
And he dropped like a sack of potatoes. I knocked him out. I mean, he just went poof.
Game
and
over.
And the whole cast is like, ooh.
Standing ovation.
They're just standing there. And they were kind of mad too. So they were all in some ways, I think they were all grinning inside.
You're like, see you on the flip side. Boom. Free punch.
So
see on the flip side.
So I actually broke
it's like
his
Falco
nose.
Falco punch from Super Smash. Yeah. Falco punch.
So I broke his nose, and so for the play, he had two big old black eyes, and they had to like cake tons of makeup on him because he had these black eyes. And so every time we would rehearse it after that, he would flinch.
Bye bye, you know? Birdie.
He would flinch. So that was my.
See, on the flip side, the director's looking at the script. Where does that?
Yeah.
See, I've seen Freight Mad. If you want to see a picture of Freight Mad, Google George the Animal Steel. He's a wrestler. Just
look. George the Animal Steel? Are you kidding
Google,
me?
Got him.
Everybody listening, Google George the Animal Steel.
Oh my gosh.
That's what Freight looks
he's
like.
So
when he's
hairy.
You got it?
I know.
Freight, this is what you're going to look like when you shave your head. When you finally
I know exactly
shave your
what
head.
He's talking about. I know what he's talking about.
But
I'm surprised you didn't say Bulldog Bob.
Bulldog
Bob Brown.
He's the boss.
Oh my! Yeah, we just need to put a TH hat on.
Now that's going to show up.
And
that's
a robe.
That's going to show up.
Get a robe on him.
My face is going to show up on that body.
Yeah. Jersey Animal Steel. For some reason, that popped into my head. He's got a purple tongue. Remember that? He had a purple tongue.
Yeah. Which I do have a story tonight.
Oh,
which maybe is a good place to do it.
Okay.
It. So I got a tweet the other day. I actually went through and answered a bunch of my tweets. I'm going to try to be better about that. So I answered a bunch
of
tweets.
How many followers you got?
Todd put it in his job description.
I don't know.
But what in?
I really don't know.
Answering tweets to fans. He's like, listen, you're blowing up. We got to start responding to these people. There's too much of a demand.
Okay. 1,200. He needs an assistant.
I didn't know you had over 1,000 followers now.
Hey, man.
Yeah, you guys just don't know who
Why
I am.
Why do you guys tell me this stuff?
Oh,
we should have had a party.
Okay. So this person
Freight has his own
me.
Podcast next
and
week.
He does. Hey, what?
He does. He's not even telling us.
I'm in my closet at home recording.
Hey, can I borrow those microphones? Before. I'm just doing a thing on the side. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So they tweet this picture to me, and it's like the pink bunny costume that from...
Christmas Story.
Christmas Story, yeah. So it's like that. Well, they got my face on it. It's like this dancing bunny. So I tweeted back to the person, and I said, listen to the podcast next week because I got a story. So when I was in kindergarten, I'm going way back, kindergarten, First Baptist Church, O'Fallon, Missouri, I was in kindergarten.
Right.
This is pre-Freight Punch.
Long pre-Freight Punch.
Okay.
So we did this. They had this play. You know, it was just like a musical, and there was all these different things. So they had, I believe I'm telling this. They had, you know, different things. Well, they, one of the groups was an Indian song, and you got to, you know, have a feather and dress up, and you were an Indian, and you got to beat on a drum.
You couldn't do that, you
know,
these days.
Like, whoa, 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 you know, that kind of thing. So,
not in 2017.
So I wanted to be an Indian, but they said they had a better part for me.
Whoa, that's what the teacher always
said. The better part.
A special part for you.
And I thought these teachers liked me. The better part was they were going to sing Here Comes Peter Cottontail.
Okay.
And I was going to come out in a bunny, pink bunny suit, and I had to hop on the stage while they're singing Here Comes Peter Cottontail. So I'm hopping,
I was
crying because I didn't want to do it.
You were crying.
I mean, I'm like, I want to be a freaking Indian.
How old were you?
It was kindergarten.
Indian. I think he had a mustache in kindergarten, too. Gosh.
So you're like, crying?
I was so upset because I wanted to be a freaking Indian.
Yeah.
And I had to be a dumb bunny.
Hopping while crying.
Baby freight.
I mean, I don't know.
Baby crying freight.
I think I pulled it together for the performance. Yeah, I didn't cry while I was in the costume. Yeah. But I was backstage. I just remember it was right like by the baptistry area. And I was just like,
Peter Cotton freight.
You're
crying in the baptistry.
Were you just pacing back and forth backstage with your Peter Cottontail? Did you practice a couple of hops?
Stroking your mustache?
Well, they told me. I thought I was just going to have to kind of walk out and, you know, move around a little bit. And they're like, no, we want you to hop. I'm like.
Mm-hmm. And you saw the Indian boys walking by.
Oh, yeah. Know. They're all cool in their feathers and their drums.
They got face
and
their
paint. Spray tans.
Yeah. And I'm freaking bunny costume.
Well, I'll cry.
What color was it?
I think it was pink. It might have been blue. I don't know.
That's when you should have punched someone from stage. I feel like it's on that. Yeah.
Bunny punch.
Were you channeling that then when you went to high school?
I think that was my frustration.
Performing. Yeah.
That's why I went after that guy. And
14 years later,
all comes back around.
And those are the things I always played, like Hugo Peabody. I played Earthquake Magoon in Little Abner.
What? Earthquake Magoon?
Yeah.
I've seen this on your IMDb page.
And as they
IMDb.
So as you're walking, as everybody's walking out, you know, they got a little solo. Like, you know, Little Abner has a solo.
Mine was.
Places, everybody. Where's Earthquake Magoon?
So you want to hear my song? You want to hear my song?
Yeah. Wait a second.
So as each
places.
So as each character was introduced, you had to come out and you had a little solo. You know, mine was step aside for Earthquake Magoon, busting out all over like June. And I forget the rest. There was something else.
Can we find that song, Earthquake Magoons?
No.
I want. Are these?
And wait a second. That was in Little Abner.
Yes,
Lil Abner.
It was like a rapper.
You know, like. What was it? Something pet. What was
I don't
corn,
think
corn
this
patch
is,
or what was it called?
Lil John.
I don't see this, y'all.
You know what's funny though? I was in.
Mom
had some pictures, some old pictures. She's pulling out to make these albums at home, and I was in the fifth grade, maybe fourth or fifth grade, and I was in the choir, and we did this song called "Mañana." Mañana, mañana, mañana is good enough for me. You know. And, you know, it was...
You had to say it in that...
We all had the hat, the Mexican hats and the sombreros
little
and
mustaches.
The fake mustaches. And I still remember my line. Is my brother went to... My brother bought a suitcase. He went away to school. My father said he only wanted to be a silly fool. My brother said I could not make a chili pot, but then I burned the house down. The chili was too hot.
I never forget that. I never forget when you were a kid. I was on the Bible plays all the time, and it was like I had to sing a solo. You light up my life. You are my sunshine. But it was U-E-W-E, like a sheep. I was the shepherd boy.
You light up
like a U.
A baby sheep,
so
right?
Like you light up my life. Yeah. When you were a kid, you never forget the terrible things.
Some
you
of those
had to
things.
Do.
Something. Yeah.
I wonder how did that. It became racist now to do something like that, but it wasn't then. Why do you think that is?
I don't.
Because everybody's out of their minds.
But I don't think any Latino or someone of that heritage would have been mad at that.
Well, we didn't live by any Latinos. I mean, we didn't really know. Even if they were Latino, we wouldn't have known.
Yeah.
Angelina, she's the lunch lady.
Yeah, it wasn't like
she's
a,
not Latino.
You said it in that accent when you were a kid?
Well, that's the thing. I was the one kid who could do it, and it just brought the house to a complete crushed.
I believe it, dude.
Because the other kids, how kids sing,
and I came out and I did the whole thing. The chili was too hot.
How old were you?
Like fourth grade.
Oh, game over, dude.
Yeah.
Game over. Yeah. We have said I did a church with a pastor's son. He's like, this guy's like funny. He was probably like, I don't even know how old he is, four or something like that. He's like, he has a joke, like a knock knock joke. Can you tell it? So we did like the intermission, and I was like, hey, the pastor's son is actually here, and he has a joke. And he came out. This kid's like, and he told this joke. It was a stupid knock, and it crushed. So just because it was a kid, and I was like, I can't
the
follow this.
The context of it.
It's a kid.
Yeah.
And he crushed. And I was like, okay, get off. Get out of this.
Get out of here.
This is enough. It's enough.
Our kids, get off.
I think one of my kids did a joke. They came under the joke one of my shows early on.
Yeah.
And it was knock, knock.
Who's there?
Panther.
Panther who?
Panther, no pants. I'm going swimming. Killed.
Stupid.
We used to do that. It was,
Wild.
We were like, get out. I can't top that.
Panther, no pants. Yeah. I'm going swimming. Wasn't that Spencer? Swimming. I think that was Spencer, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was Spencer. Yeah,
and he didn't get hooked by the stage. He's like, good.
Oh no,
he's like,
they did all my kids. They were not. They're still not afraid to get up on stage, which blows me away. I mean, I was really frightened. Even I did some stage stuff, but especially like singing in church, I would never. I was too frightened to do that.
I threw up my first show. I threw up in the urinal in the bathroom.
What was your first show?
At the Laughing Skull Lounge in Atlanta, Georgia.
The Laughing Skull Lounge, which is a comedy club, right?
Yeah, comedy club, yeah.
Now, was it open mic?
Yep. Okay. I went. You got to sign up for open mic, so I went and said, hey, I had been watched. Like, if you watch Seinfeld or whoever the Chris Rock, I could never do that. But if you went to open mic night, you'd be like, oh,
I could do that.
Oh, I could probably do that.
Yeah.
So I go, I want to do it. And she goes, well, we got a spot in a month. And it was June 23rd of 2009. I never forget. And she was like, you're on in a month. And that whole month, I didn't like eat well. I didn't sleep well. Yeah. It was like all your like mental.
Did you have any jokes?
I mean, not really. I mean, I wrote some
ideas.
I was writing for like 2 years prior to that, probably. But my first joke was like, my skin's a little dark, so people think I'm racially ambiguous. The best way to describe it is I'm not white. I'm more like wheat.
Right.
And it was...
Yeah. It's a decent joke.
Not really. But I was like coming from like my buddies. I was like, I was hilarious. I was like, yeah, dude. Like my buddies thought it was... Yeah. And then it was silent, and I like... I was not prepared for that.
Yeah. How many people were there?
It was probably 100 people in there.
That's a lot. 75. For an open mic.
Yeah.
That's a lot, dude.
And so then I go,
you threw up the day before. No,
right before.
In the bathroom?
In the bathroom before.
Had that pain in your stomach?
Oh, just like, and somebody, one of the older guys said, hey, like he could tell I was like losing it.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, hey, dude, they can't kill you and they can't put you in jail. And that was somehow like calming for me. It's like, what's the worst that could happen?
They can give you a freight punch.
Yeah, they could do that. Freight fist. They could come up and punch you.
Freight fist.
Yeah.
Freight fist. Freight fist.
But I don't have any like.
Let's sell those. Like, you know, they have the Incredible Hulk fists. Let's make a foam freight fist. Like
they have
kid.
Those. That, yeah. He's wearing two of them.
Oh my gosh.
Somebody bring that one to a show. Bring
Here
two of those.
Here comes
fists.
Earthquake Magoon. Boom. Earthquake.
And you know what's Magoon. Coming. You know what's coming.
Did
now.
You audition for these roles? Or I feel like.
Yeah. I had to try out.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
And they gave you that? Mm-hmm.
And then we were. Well, I remember
but
we
bunny
did it for
suit, they didn't bunny suit.
No, no, that was not a tryout.
That wasn't a tryout.
No, yeah, bunny
we
suit
did,
was
we
more
did
of a
like
punishment.
A variety show too, and Mark Trower, a bunch of the guys. It ended up being a bunch of the athletes who were in choir. We did one from Course Line.
One,
you know, one
singular sensation. Please pull that up. Steps she one takes. From Chorus Line.
Me and Caleb for sure.
So
said
we all
one
had
Chorus Line.
So we had canes and black suits, the whole thing, and we were like, you know, and tap, and we had all
steps. Wait, whoa, whoa, whoa. Wait, what were you wearing?
Like, you know, it was supposed to be like a tux, but yeah. It was like black pants and like a white shirt with a bow tie and stuff.
Well, that's the thing that's like, because I played sports, many hundreds of games in high school, you know, but then I did like the musical, and after the musical, it was just like, wow.
That was
a
different.
People think you're in a little high school, but they think you're the movie star.
Yeah.
You're the star. And that was like. Out of all the games I've played, nothing was more memorable than like that reception after you get done.
It was if you're like, do you ever hit like a game winning hit or like something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Like you're like, winning
the regional basketball championship or whatever it was, or
didn't compare.
Didn't compare. Yeah. I was like, why didn't I start doing this earlier?
Should've
thought
it earlier. Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. I think if I would have done it again. I did like sports and it was cool, but I would have done more music and theater and And like the band people, even the band, it seemed like they were always having fun.
They're always
doing fun things. Yeah.
What is it? Well, and I was in the band in junior high and just first year or two in choir through most of high school, and we just we had a blast, man, doing the musicals and
the director of the play or whatever in high school is like. Mm-hmm. Don't take this so seriously. Like, you were positions, please. And you're like just goofing off in the back, being the guy. You're like, who cares, dude?
I did feel kind of sorry for like the marching band because it's like 5 a.m. Yeah, you're pulling up and they've been out there for 2 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Sun's barely up.
You're like, what are we doing?
You got the flag girls standing there just hating life.
Yeah. But you were always the guy in the background, like you had to play the tree and fiddler the roof, and you were like messing with it. But you were the guy getting all the laughs.
Yes.
Because people were watching you, and the director was like going to murder you.
Oh, absolutely.
This
is
serious. Like, no, it's not serious.
No, it's not.
It's high school.
It's not. Well, I remember because we did like My Fair Lady.
Yeah.
And I had one line in the whole deal. And you got to be at every practice, and it's like
for weeks.
One line.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's, what's all the blooming noise? That was my line.
That was your line?
Yeah. What's all the blooming noise? And then, done.
So you had to, if you're going to do it, that's your one spot.
Yeah, so I'm going to, for all it's worth, I'm going to ride
going
this.
After it.
I'm going to ride the storm out,
I thought
man.
That stuff was fun. I always enjoyed being in the
I always had a good time, yeah. I was like, whatever, dude.
It was.
Yeah, people are like, oh, you're going to be in that play?
But you freight fisted them.
Got him. We had variety shows in high school.
Did you?
Yeah, we had like variety shows, and I played the piano. And remember, I sold that before. About the Reunited, we sang it.
Reunited. My brother was in one in junior high, and he played. What was that? It's like a Scott Joplin. Not the entertainer, but it was like a ragtime song on the piano.
Yeah.
So he had his white shirt with the band around his biceps. That look. Oh, he
like
just killed it.
Like the old ragtime piano player.
Killed it.
I used to play the entertainer
on the upright piano in the gym.
Oh, jeez.
Not mic'd up.
No.
Just echoing and feet and bouncing around. And
I remember these two girls sang Tequila Sunrise at Jefferson Junior High, and it was great. It was fantastic. Did you guys ever have these bands come to your school?
Yeah.
They're like called Free Fire. But they're really Christian bands, but they do like rock songs at the assembly, and they play some rock songs, and they just come back tonight, man.
They're like they were like dudes that graduated 2 years ago from the high school the town over.
Yeah.
They weren't like actual rock stars. Yeah. But you're like, this.
Well, yeah, and but they were good enough to be like, okay, this is legit. And so they'd come and do a concert that night, and then they would do like a testimony thing. They'd do Freebird and
shot
just rock.
Shot through the heart if you're a Christian.
No,
or
they'd
like
do
that.
The actual That's song. They would do like what was Bang Your Head Bang Your Head, Metal Hell. You know, the Quiet Riot
That's a good
songs.
Rock song.
And
it's 8 in the morning
that's
in your
when,
homeroom. Why are we hearing this?
I Love Rock and Roll by Joan Jett was big. Yeah. And then they played that, and it was like, oh my gosh, everybody loved them. But yeah.
What's the most nervous y'all have ever been for performance? Of any kind. Could be in elementary school or now.
Well, the ones that I remember are the ones you know they're going to go bad. Like,
it's like it's over.
There's
this
no
is going to be a disaster.
There's nothing. Like, even the ZZ Top thing last year.
You're pretty nervous beforehand?
I was like, I'm not looking forward to this. When I knew there weren't any chairs, I'm like, I'm not feeling good about it. I'm not feeling it.
But the whole setup of that was bad.
And the one I remember, it was a golf fundraiser kind of a golf day. It was up near Chicago. And I just knew, I was just sweating it the whole day in the hotel. Just, here it comes. It's 4 hours left. 3 hours
left.
Do
you go and when you get,
and it was
do you
horrible.
Go and look at the venue? Because sometimes if you look at the setup, you're like, oh, this is going to be a disaster.
Yes.
So I don't go down there.
No.
If it's at a church and we had to go, I'll do it. But like sometimes if it's something like that that's not traditional show, I don't even want to look at it.
No.
Because I'd rather just.
Yeah, just
adrenaline hit and kind of get through it in the moment.
I don't even want to.
Yeah.
Well, you would think the most nerve wracking are the big crowds, but it's the opposite.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, it's the ones where you can see
you
faces.
15,000, you're like, oh, no problem. But you do like 15 guys in suits at a corporate party. You're like, this is not, and you got to do an hour.
Or you're doing that. You're doing, hey, come do a warm up 5 minutes, and these people are, you know, they're not the sit down tables, but the high tables where people have a cocktail or something.
Oh geez, they're standing
and they're just standing there and they're just having conversations. And here's this bozo going to come in and talk
hey,
about
everybody.
Oklahoma Shakespeare jokes.
Well, they treat you like your background music, like you're playing a piano, so they're not really responsive.
Oh, yeah.
John, what's the most nervous you've ever been?
Yeah, it was probably a show like that where I did Red Rocks last year opening for and it was probably 10,000 people there, and it was like, it was no problem. Yeah. It's like, that must have freaked you out. I was like, no.
No.
It's like, I did a show at a Chili's one time. Real at open mic. It was open mic at a Chili's.
Oh my gosh.
Like by the bar, they do karaoke and then they do trivia. And whoever the owner was like, it would be cool if Thursday night we did comedy.
It'd be cool. It's never cool when somebody says
never
it'd be cool.
And it's good here with 10,000 people. Yeah. You'd be great at the Chili's.
And people were like, you can imagine in a booth and they're looking at me while they're with the necks craned. Like,
yeah.
And you're like,
oh, yeah.
This is awful.
I've done several at Outback Steakhouses.
Yeah.
Ugh.
People think that's a joke. That's not a joke.
The high back booths.
Yeah.
Where half the audience is sitting facing the other way with a high back booth behind them.
Like, this is not good.
They have their mirrors out, looking.
Well, how are we supposed to do
this? They just order louder. They just start talking louder as you get up there.
I only take solace in the fact that, all right, Jerry Seinfeld would bomb here. You know what I'm saying? It's not like it's no knock on your ability. The best comic you can imagine would bomb here.
Yeah. Well, in their defense, they didn't ask for that. Mm-mm. Most likely.
Yeah,
me and my buddies were at a bar a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it hit 11 p.m. and this guy gets up with a mic and he goes, "Hey guys, thanks for coming out to comedy night." And I was like, "All right, we'll stay for a couple bits
for the
first guy."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And a couple jokes in, I was like, "Nope," because there was 10 people in there. I can't handle this.
It's too much. Yeah,
can't do it.
I can't be a part of this.
And then, but then you're like, "Well, okay, it's for $100, and I don't have $100 right now."
Yeah,
in the bank,
total. Well, this one was for the winner. The winner was by applause, and the winner got their appetizer paid for. So I won cheese sticks. Was the first real life, dude. I did. Sweetest cheese sticks I ever tasted, dude. The mild sticks. Man. I crushed
Freight,
them, dude.
What's the most nervous you've ever been?
You know, probably when I've had to perform, sing at a banquet or something like that.
Is it banquet or banquet?
Banquet.
Banquet.
You should say banquet.
Wait.
Banquet.
Coupon or coupon?
Oh, my gosh.
Coupon.
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 Coupon. Okay. Coupon.
Like Cupy. Okay. Coupon.
But it's B-A-N-Q, right? It's banquet.
Like I say, hey, baby, where are my coupes? She knows what I'm talking about. If I said, where are my coupes? She's
be like, you don't have a coupe.
Yeah. What are you, chicken? Were you chicken farmers?
You got a coupe?
Where are my coupes? That's what I say to Heather.
You want a deuce coupe?
Oh, we got a new one. I forgot to say Alex was eating some cheddar potato chips.
Yeah.
And who said, who came in and
Dustin,
said.
Dustin, I think.
Dustin Nickerson, he said, hey, who bogarted the cheddar?
The cheds.
The cheds.
Was, who's bogan?
Who's bogan the cheds?
What does that mean?
Short for bogarting the cheddar chips.
I don't even know what bogarting means.
Who's bogan the cheds?
What's that mean?
And then it reminded me of Elton John's song, Bogan in the Cheds.
Bogan in the Cheds.
What does that mean, though?
I know that song.
What means bogarting?
Means stealing or eating. Bogarting means taking them, right?
He said bogue.
Bogan the Cheds.
Bogarting means stealing?
I didn't know that, but I kind of knew it from the consuming,
From the context.
Where does it come from?
Well, let me look this up. Bogart.
Like Humphrey Bogarting?
Bogart. Sweden.
Yeah, Humphrey Bogart.
What?
I got a buddy that says microwave. He says quave. Put it in the quave, dude.
It means...
Put it in the quave.
It means... Bogart means to selfishly appropriate or keep. something, especially a lit marijuana cigarette. That's what it says on Google.
What's a sample sentence?
It doesn't have a sample
sentence.
Dang
it, dude.
Bogard.
Okay, back up.
I love the sample sentences.
Let me see. Definition. Don't Bogart that blunt, man. Pass that over here. Freight says that to me all the time.
There you go.
Hey, Tim, don't Bogart that blunt, man.
Quit bogging the blunt.
So does it mean, let me ask you this, does it mean you're just not using it, you're just keeping it? Because if
you're
just
keeping it from somebody
you're
else.
You're not really using the cigarette. Like, if it's,
well, he didn't really even have it lit sometimes, did he? It was just hanging there.
I'll compare it to hoarding. Like, who's like guarding the cheds?
Right.
Like, who's not letting anybody else having the cheds?
Just making sure that there's not nobody's getting the cheds. The cheds aren't being consumed.
Well, didn't they call that a blunt, you know, back then, the little cigarette?
It's like the guy that, like, Cedric the Entertainer has that bit about the guy in the neighborhood that, always works on the cars. He's always, he just has the cigarette.
Yes, like,
We used to have a lot of 450. Yeah,
my aunt used to smoke, and she would have a big old, just, you know how you'd smoke, and the ash would just be hanging on.
Oh, geez.
Where the ash is longer.
It's like
longer than what's left to smoke. I mean, it's like 3 inch long, and it's just staying there.
Yeah, it stressed me out.
What's your laptop? It's about to fall.
So I sent out a tweet asking for some cues, some shtins. We'll call them shtins for John Crist. Sure, for questions.
Stins.
Yeah, you gotta save time.
You haven't been sharing many tweets. You've been boging the tweets.
Yeah,
you've been boging the tweets.
Boging the teats.
No, you say boging the teats.
Okay, let's move on.
Let's say boging the teats.
Yeah, okay. Good thing I had the cane.
All right.
Come on, guys.
So, this is a really important question. And I feel like this is either gonna bring us closer or further away.
Okay,
are you prepared?
Yeah.
Are you emotionally prepared?
I don't know. I haven't.
This is for everybody, but I'm gonna ask you first.
Why do I gotta go first?
Krispy Kreme or Dunkin' Donuts?
Oh, Dunkin' Donuts for sure.
Yeah, Dunkin' Donuts.
No question.
They're donuts?
No question.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Dude, Krispy
Kreme. They're donuts.
No, back in the day, Krispy Kreme, they changed something, dude. They changed their something.
It's just a little too much.
Why?
It's a little too much.
What do you mean?
It's over sugar.
They're boging the sugs?
Well, they're not boging the sugs. They're releasing the sugs. Where?
If Humphrey Bogart keeps things, who's an actor that gives too much?
Al Pacino.
He's
too much lip.
He Pacino's the sugar.
So
Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme's Pacino the sug. It's too much sug. It's overdone.
Overdone as in sugar or like the cakes are overdone?
It's too easy. Sugar's too easy because, yes, it's delicious. And it's just...
Okay, so what does Dunkin' Donuts do that's different? It's a donut. That's all it is. It's bread and sugar.
I don't like Dunkin' Donuts at all. I think they're
gross. Nah. So you pick Krispy Kreme.
Gosh, there's a sports
split.
Opinion.
The only donut that I would eat at Dunkin' Donuts is the French cruller.
Is it because it starts with an F and
you sound like an evil scientist. The only one I would eat would be the French cruller. That is the only one I would
the
eat.
The only donut that I would
and
eat.
And that is all I will say about it. I probably made with a Boston cream on a weird day. On a weird day, if I'm feeling it, if I'm like boging... boging poos. I will take the Boston cream. As I don't have the French cruller.
What about sprinkles?
I do not like
sometimes
long
I dip it in milk.
That is what I enjoy. So you just go
Dunkin'
for the
Donuts.
Standard
Dunkin' Donuts.
The standard glaze with Dunkin' Donuts?
No, because you Krispy Kreme.
Okay, let's do this. Oh, what? You're gonna say what?
Krispy Kreme. Wherever you get them, it's not a Krispy Kreme store.
That's not
old.
True, though. If you get them at a Krispy Kreme store,
they don't still exist.
Pick Dunkin' Donuts? But yes, they do.
What do you mean? Barely. They're building a brand new one by us.
Okay. They're building a brand new one by us. Gee. Great punch. Word punch.
You see him come out of his shell?
He's
half asleep.
They're building a new one by us.
He went from German to like Southern Missouri.
What was that? Okay, sorry.
Great.
Well, you get a Krispy Kreme in like a gas station, and like they deliver. They're never
okay, but at the store you still pick Dunkin' Donuts.
100%.
Yeah. Even when the hot and ready sign is on.
100%. Yeah.
Why?
They're too much. They go too far. Because you could eat 4 or 5 Dunkin' Donuts. You can't eat more than like 2 Krispy Kremes.
The sugar's too strong.
The glaze is too much. Then you want to go through that glaze?
Dude, their cinnamon rolls are so good. They got the cinnamon buns at Krispy Kreme.
Fantastic.
I'll change. Whoa. Okay. Josh is on mic now.
I'm back. or I'm here.
Didn't they start in Atlanta? Krispy Kreme, maybe not.
I don't know. That was Chick-fil-A.
Let's look it up. Yeah, it's Chick-fil-A. Same thing. Both from
I think Dunkin' Donuts is
you got on the mic to say this, so yes. This better be good. He's like, give me the mic, I have something to say.
Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
I want to get my input. I think Dunkin' Donuts is not good. I've never had them in the morning. I always get them later in the day, but they leave them out just in the air, and they get all dried out.
No, that makes them better.
Why? Mm.
Because that's true. See, I think there's a window for Dunkin' Donuts. I do agree with that.
I say there's a window for Krispy Kreme.
I think we're looking for different things here, because you like crusty donuts?
I just like them more aired out.
You know, okay, because then
if you pop them in the Quave...
Yeah,
wait a second. You like what donuts? You like?
I like if you go. We used to go after tennis practice about 4:45 and get a Dunkin' Donuts. They were 79 cents. A chocolate frosted.
Mm-hmm.
Game over, dude.
Yeah.
So and you good. Liked it because it wasn't hot and it was dry.
Yeah,
out.
I was just ready to go. Yeah.
That's not ready to go.
I like to. Well, you talk about the bread. The bread to sugar frosting ratio has to be right. Krispy Kreme does too much.
Yeah,
they're doing too much.
Yeah.
Yes.
It just dissolves. It's like you don't really eat it. It dissolves in your mouth, and you feel like, this isn't good for me.
Okay, here's a question.
This isn't going to work.
Do you like Voodoo Donuts from Portland?
No, dude.
No, you don't like weird stuff.
You already know my thoughts on this kind of stuff.
Is that like the bacon? Is that what that is?
Well, yeah, they do have good options, but yes. Mm-hmm.
But don't we have a place like that?
It's called Strange Donuts.
Strange Donuts,
okay. And we also have Insomnia. Oh, that's cookies.
That's cookies. They deliver.
Tim, do you like Voodoo Donuts?
Yeah, that was fantastic. When I was there, I think... I either had the Captain Crunch donut.
That's what I got. Wow. So good.
I think I had that one, and the next time I went, I did the Oreo cookie.
I need to do that. We're going to be there in less than a month. We're going to hit that up.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be there.
Oh, you're going to be with us?
Yeah, I'll be with us.
Party!
What up, dude?
But then you have, you have Krispy Kreme, you have Dunkin' Donuts, but then you have Entenmann's, which I've really grown to love. Entenmann's donuts.
Oh, yeah.
The box donuts. Entenmann's, it's called.
Is it because it's more of a cake donut on the inside?
Yeah, I think so.
Is that why?
I think
so. It feels
so.
A little more robust.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
It is more robust.
And it's a little thicker.
Yeah, they're doing it right. Because, I grew up loving Hostess donuts. I think had chocolate Hostess donuts every day of high school.
Where? In the vending machine? Where did you get those?
I think we would just buy them at the. Yeah. They had a little store in the
crushed
store.
Crushed it.
But I'm more of an Entenmann's guy now.
Have you ever had QT donuts?
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
Quick Trip.
Over.
There's something about those.
Those are Dunkin' Donuts.
They are not Dunkin' Donuts.
They are pretty close to Dunkin' Donuts. I mean,
no!
They're not exactly.
No. Those. They are
they?
Kept in the case.
A guy used to work there. He snuck in and got the recipe. Yeah.
Have you ever had a Quick Trip donut?
I have had. Yeah, they're similar to Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah,
you got to get them right when they deliver them at like 11:30 at night.
Game
and then,
over.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me ask you. Do you have an alarm set on your phone?
Nah, just.
I mean, I don't really.
You
care.
Wait there.
He's here.
You're just waiting by the case of donuts.
When you see the semi QT semi, you're like, donuts are being delivered. I'm going to get one.
Donuts are the one of the foods that you could look at it and tell yes or no, right? You can look at a donut.
Yeah.
You're like, no, I don't. Mm-hmm. No.
Yep.
Like, you eat a chicken fried steak would look good and it would taste terrible. Not with donuts. You could just look at it and be like,
you gotta bulk some dones, bro.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, then you got Timmy Hortons. And that, their
like
donuts are similar to Dunkin' Donuts. More similar to that.
So, Krispy Kreme, there's no one else doing it like that. That's a sign. It should stop.
I mean,
I'll have to try
Krispy Kreme over Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't call myself a donut connoisseur.
Not like water.
Because here's the thing. If I'm going to eat a donut, I'm just going to start... I mean, I'm just going to wreck some.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to find the best donut around.
Like
I'm looking for bread and sugar.
That's like,
you know what's my favorite donut, though?
What?
Heaven Sent Donuts in St. Louis.
I don't know what that.
We got some good donut joints.
Heaven
Old Town
is
so good.
It's ridiculous.
Old Town Donuts.
And Heaven Sent's open till like 3 in the morning.
You know what they
24
do?
Hour
They'll
service.
Do a special made donut for you. Go to the drive-thru.
For the day. Okay.
They gave me some vanilla glaze with some sprinkles. They'll do it right.
Oh,
they'll just
Subway?
Make it for you.
It's
fresh,
sprinkles on the side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we get some jelly in the middle.
We have. We used to do this in my family. We call it Jamboree or Jubilee. Because, you know, in the Bible, it talks about every 7 years or whatever, they'd have Jubilee. Debts are forgiven. Well, our family does it different.
Same type
every
thing,
year,
except
we
donuts.
Had a Jubilee where we would go to the grocery store and get whatever we wanted. Fill
get
up the stuff
out.
With Oreo cookies, donuts,
that's
Captain
every day
Crunch
for John.
Cereal.
Wait, who would choose?
Everybody,
you could
get
choose?
Whatever you want.
As much as you want?
As much as you want, whatever you want.
Oh, my goodness.
You save
the
for the whole year.
I'll just say
like,
best day of the year. Next day was the worst day of the year.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Made you just
Dude.
Wanted to, you wanted
Do you guys
die.
Like sour, I think it's called sourdough?
Mm-hmm.
Or sour cream donuts? You guys ever had those? It's not, like, it's not actual sour cream. It's, I think it's more of a cake donut, but it's really good. I've had those from Heaven Sent many times. Yeah. So sour cream donut.
Heaven Sent's a go-to, and it's really dangerous because it's 24 hours, and they're fast.
Yeah, yeah. And it's yeah. not. It's not very far
but they have more
house.
Than donuts. They have, like,
yeah,
pastries.
Yeah, they got cakes and stuff. They got those blueberry...
like scones? Or?
No. The donut holes.
Oh, yeah. Their donut holes are so good.
And have you ever been inside? It's kind of old school and weird.
And it's all
kind of like
all
a wedding
old,
venue.
Older ladies.
Yeah, it's just like a lot of wedding cakes and stuff. Yeah. They do wedding cakes, too.
Yeah.
Okay, what about cup? Would you rather have a cupcake or a donut?
Oh, donut. 100%.
Really?
Donut.
Cupcakes, they're hitting it, though.
Really? What, like blueberry?
Nicely.
No, I'm not a cupcake.
Cupcake.
I'm not a cupcake guy.
And the more for breakfast?
Hmm?
You can't eat a cupcake
just, like,
for
just
breakfast.
Just a dessert. And just, like,
how come you can't eat a cupcake, but you can eat a donut for breakfast?
You would eat a donut for dessert.
It's a mind thing.
Good
you think,
question.
You,
good
you think a cupcake
question.
Is just for dessert.
Cupcake
it's a mindset.
Is dessert.
Donut. Mm. Yeah. You could eat. No, you could eat
donut,
one for.
Not dessert, though.
You couldn't eat a donut for dessert.
No.
Because it depends on how you eat it. I think you could eat it for breakfast if you use a knife and you just kind of,
and you, have
you know
a glass
what I'm saying?
Of
you don't just eat it, but you say, I'm just going to trim a little bit off. That's what you
have a glass of milk, like yeah. you know.
If yeah. you say, I'm just going to have a little bit and you cut it in fourths, like Josh did with the cheese sticks the other night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We were out to eat. Fourths? Went to this pub and Josh got some cheese sticks and he kept taking a cheese stick and he would cut it in half but leave the other half in the basket and then he'd come back for the half that he left and he did it like four times.
I was trying to say,
I was like, dude, just take the whole one. You're stressing me out.
The whole thing.
You ate like three of them.
I know, but I didn't want to take the whole thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It made you feel better.
I was trying to. Yeah,
I do the same thing.
Makes you feel better. I'm only going to have a half.
It's not as many calories.
You're just giving your body time to catch up.
Let me get back. Yeah. Which my argument has always been when you wake up, even if you wake up at 3 p.m., you still have to have breakfast.
Yeah.
You have to have a...
I agree.
You can't have a get a hamburger or like a sandwich, like a ham sandwich when you wake up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't matter. The time doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Okay, here's a question. Here's another food question. So the other day, you were railing on paninis on Snapchat.
Yeah.
So somebody tweeted at us and said, I love paninis. John Christ hates them. I kind of need to know where Tim stands on this important issue.
Very important.
What do you think about panini?
What's not to love about a panini?
Well, my premise was like, dude, don't try to act like you're not a grilled cheese sandwich. Like, everybody's like, oh, this is so, like, heads up.
What's going on? We lost power. Can't hear ourselves. Hold up.
It's okay.
It's going to sound a little bit different, but it's working.
Okay.
Check.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. You want this light or when we turn it off?
Oh, you can turn it off.
So he's just going paninis? Just talk panini talk?
You want to restart, ask the question?
Do you guys want to open this gift?
No, we're talking paninis.
Let's finish panini talk.
Paninis?
Calm down, freight.
We had a flying paninis.
We were talking about paninis. Oh, I wasn't on. That's why I didn't hear it.
You got a paninis.
All right, we're back.
What do I think about paninis?
We're back.
That's what we were talking about.
Okay, so you're saying it's like a grilled cheese
and
you don't like it.
Panini's attitude. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like they're walking around like they're not a sandwich.
Yeah, it's just, like, it's a grilled cheese sandwich with grooves. That's
all
it is.
Yeah, they got like the like sear marks on it. Like it's different. It's like, no, it's a ham sandwich, but they're like, it's a panini. It's way different. Like, no, it's get out. Just...
It's a Cuban. No, it's a grilled cheese with some meat on it.
When did a panini... Everybody says I said, everyone here that's married has gotten a panini maker for their wedding and has not opened it. It's in their garage somewhere. And everyone was like, 100% I have one. And I never have used it.
Yeah. They're difficult to clean.
A panini maker? Yeah.
But I like them. I like the ridges. I like the grooves.
But George Foreman, I'm all about.
Why?
Well, they were like, it's the same as the George Foreman grill. It's like, no, it's not, dude. Remember when George Foreman grill came out?
Oh, yeah.
Game over, dude.
Yeah. It was good.
Cook anything on there.
Because the fat drained into a little container.
Yeah.
A little boat.
Oh, right there on the...
Mm-hmm.
Well, little grease
like
boat.
Panini makers are acting like we have unlimited amount of countertop space. I'm like, dude, you're like maybe top 20.
Yeah.
Why are you trying to be like...
I love
to
that
the blender.
The grease catch on the George Foreman because I would let it harden and I would use it as lip gloss.
Ew.
Oh my gosh.
Because the girl I was dating really liked the taste of hamburger fat.
God, it's so gross.
Golly.
So gross.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah. I had chapped lips a lot.
It didn't work out.
I couldn't afford balm, so I had to make my own.
That didn't work out?
It didn't.
Yeah.
Couldn't afford balm.
I couldn't afford balm.
Hey. Happens to the best of us.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, paninis are good.
So Freight used to make us, Freight used to make Josh and I ham and cheese sandwiches on the pan.
Yeah. Is it
ham and cheese or ham a cheese?
I would say ham and cheese.
Because you just said ham and cheese. He used to make me ham and cheese sandwich. It sounded like ham a cheese is what you said. Mm.
Like ham a time.
Okay. It can be whatever you
like
want
MC
it to be.
Like MC ham a cheese.
Don't. Nobody laugh, John.
So no,
don't.
I'm sorry. No. Oh, if I laugh, then he goes into a thing? Is that what
happens? No.
Stop. It's a stupid
ham
joke.
Cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Damn. Oh, boy.
So,
no, so he used to make those. And they were essentially grilled ham and cheese sandwiches, which could also be called a panini. Is that okay?
Yeah, 100%.
As long as you don't call it a panini.
No, I think
because there's no grill marks on it.
No, there was grill marks.
No.
Why? But they weren't panini grill marks.
Okay, here's the difference.
Wait, you make it in a pan.
A panini has like mustard or mayo on it. Ham and or a grilled cheese does not. You do not put that on it.
But you're talking about grilled cheese with ham.
Yes.
Yeah, we had those all the time growing up. Yeah, I'm cool with that.
So if you make a ham and cheese sandwich
in a
panini, and you don't put sauce on it, you can't call it a panini?
It's just like
But you're okay with calling something a panini if it has sauce on it, like Tim said.
Or if it's not made in a panini maker.
Okay, I'm just trying to figure out like what your issue is. Like, do you have an issue with paninis? Do you have an issue with somebody calling something a panini if it's not technically a panini?
Just like a kid wearing like glasses with no frames in them. Mm. Like, he's being that guy.
That's
impossible.
You mean frames
glasses with no frames?
Yeah. Sorry.
You know, like a guy wearing the glasses. He's got like his lenses.
You know, but he says it like this. You know, kid. A kid.
Like a kid.
A kid.
You know
kid.
They're building one right up on Kate. They're building new one up there.
You should be like at the end the ESPN show Around the Horn. They go, "What any mistakes today?" He should be the guy that just keeps track of all the mistakes, and then right before we get off, you messed up this.
Yeah, I think
this.
You guys keep track of all the mistakes I make.
Yeah, that is probably
that's
true.
Really
no
the truth.
Love means in Corinthians it says
no
love
records
means
of
never
wrongs.
Making records of wrongs.
Yeah, well, you guys aren't sharing a lot of love then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Paul obviously wasn't married.
Yeah.
Well, we know because that he wasn't married.
My wife has a few books with a lot of wrongs I've done. Let me tell you, she's got plenty of books.
We have a library.
That's not making records
we
of
have
wrongs.
A library.
That's just expressing my
different.
Feeling to
it's
write.
Totally different. How come your daughter and your wife have the same voice?
Oh, okay, that I do?
Yeah.
Well, my daughter does that voice.
She does. I don't think you're right, Daddy. I don't think you're... And you've been spending time with Jesus lately, Daddy.
And what's Heather's like?
I don't know. She used to...
Do a conversation where Heather talks to Olivia.
Well, okay.
Could be the same.
Well, see, I think years ago when I was doing my act, my wife was like, okay, I do not talk like that. Stop doing my voice like that.
Yeah.
And I stopped.
So well, say in the show that she has a voice for you.
Yes.
So it kind of makes it even.
So really, when I do my wife's voice, that's really my daughter doing her thing right here. Okay, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't know what she's doing.
And
there's really a lot of girls talk like that now. It's like
they talk like this. And they say, well, I don't know. It's like they're like grovelly. And it's like, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I was on Instagram and I did my Instagram and I didn't look
that's
good
what I sounded like yesterday morning.
Didn't look
we all
at
sounded
all
like that. The AC in the bunks.
Yeah.
Just like it's like a friggin' Polar Express in there. So you get
it
out.
It is cold.
Yeah, I don't know why it
like,
got so cold.
It dried out.
Man, I was all bundled up in that.
It was
nice
a chilly in the
cocoon freight.
Josh climbed into my bunk. Mm-hmm. I was like, "This is weird."
Whoa!
It's cold.
New guy.
Well, you got to survive, I guess.
Isn't there? There's a verse about cuddling for body heat.
What?
There is.
Really?
Yeah, in the Old Testament. One of the Testaments.
There's a verse for just
one
about
of the
everything
testaments?
In the Old Testament.
One of the Testaments. Seriously?
One of them.
It's in one of the Testaments.
One of the two Testaments.
Look up cuddling for body heat Bible verse.
Oh, my gosh.
I think I used it in high school one time.
This is really, I'm struggling because I can't hear myself well. It's weird.
Yeah.
Bogan the Cuds. Look that up. See what comes up.
Wouldn't you say that if Paul...
Honey, you haven't been snuggling with me. You're totally Bogan the Cuds.
I
you
love
got
it.
Ecclesiastes 4:11.
Stop Bogan the Cuds, honey. Get over here. Give me a snuggie.
Also, if two lie down together... They will keep warm, but how can one keep warm alone?
Ooh.
Ecclesiastes.
Use that one.
Is that like farmersonly.com?
In the
is
Message
that
Bible, it says
Bible Hub. Bible Hub. Honey, look on the Bible Hub. Talking about warmth and laying together, staying warm.
Is that right?
What do you think if Paul knew? If Paul knew that that verse was going to be that 2,000 years later we're going to be reading it, that he would have wrote different. He's like, maybe I shouldn't put this part in, because he didn't know it was going to be.
He probably wouldn't have put it in the Testaments.
Yeah, he probably wouldn't put it in the one of the Testaments. He was like, "This, I was just making this
one of the Testaments,
like the shipwreck story." He's like, "I probably could have left that out. I didn't need. I don't know why
the shipwreck story.
Yeah,
I don't know why. Well, I got to write something. I just don't feel like I've written anything in a while."
Hey, Potty Breakers, this is Aaron, and thus concludes part one of this very long episode with John Crist. We decided to split it into two because it's almost 2.5 hours long. So anyway, part two will come out next Thursday, and we'll see you then. Thanks for listening.
See you on the flip side, man.